City's favorite, KC 107.7.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with me, Gerine the Vet, on KC 107.7. We were listening to some awesome music. And like I said, we will be chatting to Virgil Seconds today. Hi, Virgil. How are you? And welcome on the Power Hour.
Ah, bonjour, madame. Merci beaucoup for having me here in the Power Hour at Radio KC.
Yay, I love that energy. Virgil, this man's got some great energy.
Yeah.
Let it flow. It was Christmas yesterday.
Oh, Christmas was amazing. Happy Christmas to all the lovely people out there in, you know, in Paul and wherever in South Africa.
You actually wanted to say the United States.
Yes, I wanted to say the United States.
Anyway, Virgil, let's get... Let's get the show going. Mm-hmm. So you started your dance and fitness journey at the Cellars in Cape Town. What inspired you to combine dance with fitness in the first place?
Okay, what inspired me? I started that, firstly, I did study in Cape Town at Dance for All, and then graduated in 2020,
It's okay. It was Christmas. It's okay.
So yeah. So I started there and graduated in 2016. I graduated, and then after that, I actually studied a lot of dance genres. It was crumping, hip hop, ballet, contemporary, and all of that jazz. To say all of the foundations that I have in dancing, and then I just put it all together and was thinking, okay, let's create this to a dance workout. So I fused the lovely boxing with, you know,
like
a boxing, just to get that boxing vibes. And then with some hip-hop. I will say similar than hip-hop, but then Zumba, but actually much better than the Zumba vibe. Because, you know, it's a fun way to have a great workout. Just working out, you don't feel like you're working out, you know. So that was good. That's why I created it as a dance workout. And then I started it just to try out the lovely club vibe. So I was thinking, let's do it at Cellars. Mm-hmm. You know, Cellars in Paarl is a lovely place to be.
Oh,
so,
yes.
It's a lovely dance workout. You feel like you're in the club, like you're vibing, and you just shake it loose there. So, yeah. And then, okay, at first it was only like four people coming. And after four people, it was three people. And after three people, oh, it was a challenge time. And then I was alone there. Because I don't know what happened there. Oh, but it was a tryout. And then... I have to go audition. So I just got the news that, here is auditions to go teach in United States. I was like, oh, I was a banger. It was like a feeling, oh, let's do this. And then I go do the audition in Cape Town to go to Boston. And then I made it. I qualified out of 50 dances. Then we were selected, and I made it through. And then SS Got Talent also popped up. Oh, and then I have to decide. SC's Got Talent or USA? Yeah, it was a challenge time, but
Can we just hold there on that point? We just want to hold there before we go into that journey. Okay. In 2016, despite facing early challenges with class attendance, like you just said now, from 4 to 0. Am I right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about a turning point when you realized you were on the right path? I mean, you went from a 4 to a 0, but you kept going.
Mm-hmm.
What kept you going? And if I look at you, you're in studio here with me, and your energy is contagious. How did you do it?
So, because all of the tryouts that I have been doing, I started when I went to USA and in Boston. I had a little class, and I was thinking, look, I'm going to try it out again. So I was doing it again, putting all the choreo together, created my own choreo in that's like dance hip-hop, like I say. And the people in USA did like the vibe and the energy, and they were like, yo, V, you need to be back here in USA. Get me a car. Then we like this type of vibe here. And then I was like, okay, let's try it again. But then I'm going to call this the groovy fit. So it's a groovy vibe. everyone for all ages can do this. You don't need to be, you can even be like 100 years old and you can still vibe on my dance workouts, sitting on a chair, or even, you know, just watching the videos, and you can just sick it up right there. And then, yeah, that's where Groovy Fitness, the name, came from USA. I got it from USA.
When you were in USA, you start when yes, that then yes. that was born.
It was born in USA, but not that, not really.
No, the name.
The name come from USA, yeah.
Okay, but what kept you going? I mean, you know, one gets despondent when things don't go up immediately. How long did it take you to just get up till there, were you?
Okay, so I have a character that I call the pit bull. I have it in cramping, so that's why I like to challenge myself. Now, a pit bull, you see, with a pit bull, is like he has a fighting spirit, you know?
Definitely.
So I say, lock onto your dream like a pit bull.
And then don't let it go.
Don't let it go, because, yeah. And then it's pull hard like a pit bull. Don't let nothing stand in your way. You know, once a pit bull walk in the streets, he still wants to be in front. He always wants to be in front. He wants to pull. He has the leadership.
Yeah.
He leads the pack, you know. But he leads actually the boss sometimes. You know. And that's why I like to challenge myself.
So you're a pit bull.
A lot of things, yeah. Pit bull vibe. Yeah, pit bull.
I love that analogy. In 2016, you expanded your vision internationally, teaching in cities like Brooklyn, Los Angeles, and Paris. How did these global experiences shape your dance fitness concept?
Oh, yeah.
This is why the merci beaucoup and yes, all this.
Yeah, in French, yeah. So the time went... I did it. I started at USA. Like I said, I came back to South Africa. Every time when I'm in South Africa, I'm always like, say, 2 months, 3 months in South Africa. And then I leave back to USA. And in 2017, I went back to France, in Paris, and in Vannes, and in North, and in Rennes. So I started in Rennes doing this also Groovy Fit. And it was actually at a gym, but there were Zumba people. And they were asking me, what is the difference that you want to say, like you're giving us a dance workout, but it's also like Zumba. I told them, like, no, it's not like Zumba. It's different because I had a fuse. I fused all the dancing styles together, like the boxing and all of that. And they liked it. And that's why I had to also study the language, French, so I had to speak a little bit.
Can you speak a little?
Oui. Je suis content d'être ici. I'm happy to be here.
Oh,
sure. To all the lovely French people out there, merci beaucoup. It's a lovely place in Afrique du Sud. Yeah,
that's the one thing about French. It's a beautiful language.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
But so they say Afrikaans is ook mooi taal, nee?
Dat is baie mooi taal.
Baie mooi taal.
Ja, goed, lekker, man.
Okay, should I say now pitbull version? You've always aimed to create a workout that feels more like a fun night out than traditional exercise. What elements do you include in your classes to make that happen?
So I'm using the weights also now. I have a weight class. I call it the flex beat workout. So you flex beat. So you're flexing your muscles. I mean, that's why I say flex, and you're flexing it to the beat.
Okay.
So using like the dumbbells and, you know, the I'm using a lot of weights there, and also like stepping the steppers, you know, to step on.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm using the props that's actually at the gym, just to have give you a little bit strength training and stuff like that. Also in the dancing, so that you have lovely strong arms and your movements is so powerful and works to your core, you know, you feel it every single time you dance. Lovely.
You hear?
That's the groove.
I'm telling you, before this year end, your class is closed now, the 20th, am I right? December.
Of December, yeah.
And you're opening up
the 8th of January.
The 8th of January.
Yes.
I'm definitely, God willing, gonna pop in there and bring my kickboxing vibe, and then I'm gonna learn your music vibe.
Sure.
I wanna feel how that two goes together. Yeah. Anyway, we will break for a music to get some of this energy.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy is higher in the studio. I just feel like I wanna dance because this man just moves the whole time. So really, you gotta go visit these studios. It he's got a great energy in him, you know. Definitely, I do kickboxing, but I'm definitely going to pop in there. I'm going to check it out. But we'll be right back after this.
This is Casey 107.7.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, Casey 107.7. And I'm your host, Gerine De Wet. And yes, we are still chatting to Virtual Seconds of Groovy Fit. I hope you're tuning in and you know where to go when the new year hits you and you want to have some fun dancing experience. And we were also listening to some awesome music, but we're right back with Pitbull. Virtual Seconds. That's in the house. Now, Virtual, now that you're back in South Africa, what are some of the most exciting changes you're bringing to the dance fitness community here?
We are now expanding the Groovy Fit. We are having like three places that we are having spaces, actually spaces. So we have one in Wellington. We have one now, say two in Paul at the Towers and in Klein Paris. But now I was also thinking now to take it to Bucketberg. So Bucketberg also invited me to give a dance workout there. And they liked it. They were having so much fun and they asked me to stay there, to live there. And I was thinking, yeah, maybe I'm...
You don't know. No, I think Bucketberg is too slow for you.
So we're going to have in Bucketberg also dance workouts. Yeah,
nice.
Expanding Groovy Fitness and taking it to another level.
Wow, that's great. You know, sometimes, just this is now very offhand, you don't want to just come and you want to have fun when you're training. You want to feel, it's like when you go out, you're going to chore tonight.
Yes.
So you're going to go now to Sellers, you're going to dance the night away. Mm-hmm. You don't feel you're training. You're not working out because you're having fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes gyms in general, I'm not naming names, gyms in general, sometimes it feels hard work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people don't last, especially when it comes to New Year's resolution. Yeah. I want to look better. I want to look fit. I want to, but I want to have fun.
I want to have fun.
You know, what's your take on that? Because, I mean, that's what I experience. Sometimes, training is hard.
That's why Groovy Fit is just a groove vibe. That's why I created that's why the name stands for just to have fun, you know. Ek sê lekker soos water, elke movement is lekker soos water. Jy drink hy water elke na 'n dance workout, you go back to get some water, you back in it and you dance workout and you shake it off and you sweat it out and you drink some water. That's lekker soos water.
Sorry, but I lekker soos water, really now. Okay, let's believe lekker soos water. Anyway, your journey is a true testament to resilience and creativity. What advice do you have for anyone looking to turn their passion into a career, especially in the fitness of the dance industry?
I would say, like, if you if you have a dream and you have this vision, you know, you will be the only one that's seeing your vision. And if you're not going to make it reality, no one's going to make it reality. You yourself have to make it reality. So you have to take the challenge that's going to come. There's going to be a lot of challenges, like I just said. I started off with four and then I had three. And then afterwards, there was no people. And I was alone there in the club. But I never gave up. I didn't give up. I keep on going, you know, and that. You will have failure. I take failure as weight, so I had a lot of failure. So, you know, once you fail, it's heavy. Failure is like weights, you know, it's heavy, it's tough. And but for me, once you're going to pick up that weight and you keep on picking up that same weight, later on that weight, you're not going to feel it. Your muscle is going to be so strong, then you will keep on going that weight. You will need to go to another different way. Give me more heavier. If it's even for, you know what I'm saying? But you keep on going, just pushing. Keep on doing the thing that you love. If you have a passion for it, you know, a passion, it doesn't feel like work, you know. So if you have a passion for it, do it. Just do it. Have your passion, love your passion.
There you have it from Groovy Fit himself, Virtual Seconds. They're opening the 8th of January.
Yes.
You can get them on Facebook. Am I correct? Under Groovy Fit or under your name?
Groovy Fit's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's on TikTok. It's on a lot of, and on my Facebook also, you can put my name in. I still need to change that other page name on Groovy Fit, but yeah, Groovy Fit, you can get it on all social media. It's on social media, all platforms.
Okay.
Social media.
That's it for us here from the Power Hour, and I would like to say thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy.
Thank you,
know,
madam.
And may have a blessed new year and be safe.
Thank you, madam. Thank you for having me on the Power Hour. I'm feeling the power still, and it's festive outside.
Yes, definitely.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.